Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. Brought out the big guns. Ooh, I got mine.
There you go.
Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney, the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Today, Brains, our guest is Cheryl Hall.
No. I've worked in pain management before, but no, okay. I don't. Right now, I'm a physician assistant for the last 30 plus years, and I've worked in family medicine. Now I'm working in psych, but I've worked in a lot of different avenues, mainly family medicine, some pain management. But along the way, early on, I was getting my own self-healing. So I learned holistic approaches to that and integrated it in with what I'm doing in the medical field.
Why do you have, we just did it together, but why did you start using singing bowls and a part of your practice? How does that make you feel?
Oh, it energizes me.
Yeah, I know.
It uplifts me like nobody's business. We're all frequencies, right? And we don't realize what we carry on so many levels, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So like you walk into a room, you know somebody's angry, you can feel it. Your body takes it on. So when you do the sound healing, use different instruments with different frequencies to release that unconscious, you know, you don't have to even know what it is. You don't have to know what you're carrying, and then you can balance it out and make it even. And you have to go slow so you don't over release. Want to release everything at one time because your body would go into shock. But when I so you do a slow release and balance. That's why I usually recommend 4 sessions, because you want to ease into it. It's like onion layers. You release, because if you've had deep trauma, releasing it all at one time would be too much.
I can imagine. And then with that, do you also burn some Palo Santo?
I have that. Yes, I do. So what I've done is, when I took the sound healing and doing the case studies on them, I integrated power of intention and family constellation work with it. So those 3 modalities has taken it to a new level.
Wow.
And I had, Power of 8 is based on Lynn McTaggart's work. She's an investigative journalist, and she found quantum physicists to work with her. So when she did international intentions, they used the quantum physicist to prove whether it worked or not, and it did. And so I train with her, and I know how powerful when you create an intention, it can be helpful, because I was always curious, why does the law of attraction work for some people and not others? The part I was missing was it has to be connected to your heart and to you internally.
Right.
And so I
And I
got
tell
that
people,
from her.
but I tell people all the time, they talk about manifestation. I tell them that's not no abracadabra. That's not something to play with because you can, it's like when you go under hypnosis or whatever. Well, I wouldn't maybe say that, not hypnosis so much, but there's other different type of modalities. Once you get into that place, you open it up and the universe will bring you other things. That's not always good things. Because there's a duality in life of good and evil, up and down, wrong and right.
Sure.
So you have to be careful. I had to stop meditating real as heavy as I was. I mean, I was really into it and I was getting these downloads and it was just heavy. It was just like a lot of responsibility. So I said, Lord, look, can you give this to me in bite-sized pieces? Because it's a lot. Now you're a trained expert. This is, your field of expertise. Again, you taught me something that I didn't know because I'm telling you, I will play. I've got, four or five singing bowls, FDG, whatever. And sometimes the vibe be right, and you have the stick, and you don't stop. You just kind of want to just be in that zone, but it's taking you somewhere else. It's really opening up that capacity. So I get it. I get it. So I'm gonna be real cool with that. Sometimes I, be trying to do it for like 15, 20 minutes. People say, oh, I can meditate for hours. Well, it's different types of meditation, right?
Right, and I believe in the quickest, the easiest way to do it without re-traumatizing. Because talk therapy is good. It teaches you coping skills and different perspectives. But if you retell your trauma over and over and over again, it just kind of nails it in there harder to me. And this will sometimes you carry these things unconsciously, and the sound can release it on a level that you're carrying and you're not even aware. Along with, I add the family constellation work with where you can release the unconscious patterns you're carrying from your family history.
Right, the epigenetics.
Well, there's the epigenetics, that's even a deeper level, that's the bloodline. But family constellation work is based on Bert Hellinger's work and what you carry. Like, you have alcoholic parents. Hey, you see that. I don't want to do that. But you end up doing it like them or for them. Children come into a family, they don't even need to know the person who's been not talked about, but they'll do it like them or for them. They take it on because you carry it in your field. You carry your family system with you everywhere you go. So when, and I've had people represent someone in a family and they will talk like, act like, and do like because you carry it in your field.
Right.
So you can shift it. I mean, I had one person, blood pressure off the chart. I said, what's going on at home? This is my second abusive spouse. Okay. Got a place to go? She could do it. She could get there, but she was stuck. So we set up her family. She's very connected to her great grandfather. And somebody stepped in to represent him. And it was like volatile, made you want to throw up. What do you know about him? Well, he's the black sheep of the family like me. Okay, but what else? Well, he was part of the KKK before she met him, before she knew him, really. And so she was attracted to black and Mexican men that were abusive to atone for what he did. And it was all unconscious. We shifted that. Next day, blood pressure normal, and she left that relationship. So we do carry these patterns ancestrally on a level that we're not even aware of. We repeat patterns for the
So
family.
dial back. Just tell me, what do you do now? Because you're a wealth of information and knowledge.
So what I do now is I integrate in a sound session, you get the power of intention, family constellation work with the sound. So that I integrated those three together and called it the Kuiper method, honoring my grandmother. And I'll give you an example. One session, I saw a miracle. This woman had digestive issues. And her brother died 3 days after he was born with his guts outside his body. So she unconsciously had carried it her whole life. We worked on that and digestive issues gone. But the other thing that was amazing is for the first time in 20 years, she could lay flat on her back with no pain.
Wow.
We weren't even working on that. But and so I let it go where it needs to go to release what needs to be released. I see so many people with trauma walking on eggshells, worrying about what do I got to do, and always overdoing for everybody. And they're just always, especially women. Women tend to overdo.
Well,
everybody.
And women live with the overachiever syndrome, or I'm not good enough. Or, you know, why did this happen to me? Woe is me. But I was telling somebody else that I interviewed that it's still a part of your story.
We have an
opportunity as we go through life to reframe things. To show it in a different light. Okay, this was the situation.
And
this was my experience. But this experience does not have to be duplicated.
Right.
You can create a new experience.
Definitely.
So I'm not one of those to say, well, you know, you have to change your belief system. I think you need to expand your perspective and your horizons because you are who you are. So who are you, Cheryl Hall, and how do you show up in the world?
Well, I show up in service, I guess. When I first started my own self-healing, it was because of childhood abuse. And I didn't want to become that for my children. And so I started my own self-healing path. And luckily I got referred to a physical therapist who did energy work. And when I went back then, it was not well talked about. And it was like having an exorcism because I was carrying all that trauma in my body. And that's what got me down the path of learning all the like cranial sacral Reiki, shamanism, hypnotherapy, all of those things. I mean, I've always searched for the easiest, gentlest, quickest way, but also teaching people how to do it for themselves. Because your voice is free, and you can use it for tones, and you can release stuff yourself. So I try to do it quick and easy, because in the medical field, you don't get an hour to do cranial sacral with a patient. I learned to do it in 10 minutes. And I saw it work. It works. We don't have to make it go on and on. It's nice if you had it for an hour, but it's effective in short amounts of time. So
that's good to know. So how do you cleanse yourself? You're doing a lot of heavy lifting. You've got a lot of emotional things. You know, we try to be a clear conduit, but that frequency is still in our sphere.
Yeah, we're still on the planet. I keep doing my own self work. I mean, I work with a spiritual coach, and when I do sound healing, even though the frequencies and everything is for the person that's getting the work, it affects me too and allows me.
How can it not? You know,
it releases. So I get the benefit as well. So I have focused more now in the last year on my self-care, because if you don't, you're not going to benefit anybody else.
Nobody. You're not going to benefit yourself or anybody else in that space, because, you know, they're going to think you're crazy one. You know, oh, they doing all this hoo-hoo, you know. Again, like you said, you're doing all this energy work, and she went to school, and she's a trained professional, and she's got degrees, and she's worked with this, and she's worked with that. What do you say to the person that thinks that the energy work is hoo-hoo?
I just, you know, that there's not much you can say. They can either experience it, or you just plant the seed, and that's an option when they're ready to decide, hey, let me try it. Usually when I talk to people, I don't push it. I just offer different options, whatever, if that's something you're interested in, fine. If not, they're not ready for it, but I've planted the seed, and down the road they may go, well, maybe I need to look into that. But I don't take it personally. Now, in the past, I've kind of not talked about it a lot because, it just was not acceptable in the Deep South to be doing that kind of thing. Let's do this relaxation technique. I didn't call it craniosacral because branded a witch and kicked to the curb kind of thing.
Absolutely, you got that right. You got that right. They will, you know.
And, you know, everybody is skeptical, and sometimes they're the ones that end up really embracing it down the road because right. they're in a desperate situation. They've tried everything, and why not?
Yep. And again, like you said, don't let them be a winner and come through victorious on the other side. Give me one of your success stories. Tell me how you've implemented or really changed or saw that. You know, you told me about the woman and her back ache. You know, she didn't have her back anymore. Tell me another success story of someone that you've worked with. I want to hear some good news.
I worked with my medical assistant, actually, and she was getting better physically and a bunch of different intentions she had. But the last fourth session, she said, I never told you my hearing was going, and now it's back.
What?
Her hearing was back. We weren't working on that. But when you block things in your body, it affects on levels we're not even aware. I had one person that I just did the constellation when I, sometimes that's all I could do with my psych patient. Two women in the last 3 months, I would say, they had gotten the constellation work on family traumas and they were able to leave their abusive spouse safely. Wow. The last one was saying, I'm leaving now, he's deployed, I'm leaving now, but I feel bad, I don't feel good enough, and she was all this negative stuff, and we worked on that, and her toddlers were sitting in the background screaming and hollering during the whole visit until we did the constellation, and when we did it, total silence. I said, do you hear that? You have affected them because you've cleared your pattern. And that was an instant one. So I love to see people, and I've had patients, psych patients on less medication and doing better. So I love seeing the progress they're making. For the ones who are willing to do their own self work, they will get better, and it's nice to see it.
So what would you tell a 25-year-old Cheryl Hall?
About what?
Whatever. You're sitting there having lunch with yourself and you're 25 years old. What advice would you give yourself?
Oh, I would have keep going the way you're going. I mean, it would have been nice if I had been where I am now then, but there's lessons you have to learn along the way and honor all of them. You know, I was with an abusive spouse for 20 years trying to fix that situation.
Right.
That's okay. That made me who I was to stand up for myself. So I honor it. Doesn't mean that we need to repeat it.
Right.
So, yeah.
And if we have to repeat it, what do we do, Cheryl? We reframe it.
There you go.
Tell me, tell my brain something about you that other people probably don't know. You got a hobby. You like to, you know, play the banjo, you can shoot billiards. Tell me something fun about you.
Well, I love kayaking, but I play the Native American flute, and I love playing it off a river in a cave, those kind of things. I love the sound. I love playing with all these different instruments. But probably what a lot of people don't know about me is I was in the midst of deciding to go into the medical field. And my three children were supposed to be on that plane that went down in Lockerbie.
Oh my God.
They did not have a seat for my 1.5-year-old. And so I said, I'll take the next flight. That was a wake up call for me. Get off the fence and get doing what you need to do, because we could have very easily been on that flight. So it was kind of a wake up call. And
yeah, I've had a couple of aha moments myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, after you do the work, it's great. But like you said, when you come out on the other side, you're dazed.
Yep.
And you want to keep with these patterns. You want to keep in the same imprint. You want to stay consistent. And you may not be able to get to Cheryl. Sure. What would you tell a person that just kind of needs to stabilize? They're in a they're in a situation, they know pretty much what they have to do, but they're stuck and they don't know what direction to take to actually get there. Does that make sense?
Well, I give them homework that they can take with them and access to self-help, self-healing techniques that are very easy and quick within a minute or two that they can utilize. And if they're traumatized women, I have a support group that they can join. So they have access to what do I, you know, being able to not be judged and that kind of thing. But yeah, I like teaching them how to do easy self-healing techniques, whatever resonates with them. Because I have a different array of those that are just easy and quick. Because yeah, yoga for an hour is great, but who takes the time and who gets disciplined to do it?
Yeah, right.
Doesn't happen.
And that's one thing you can't do with yourself. You can't over-promise and under-deliver on yourself, brains.
That's right.
You know, you can do it to other people sometime. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't make it, or I changed my mind, or I don't want to invest in this. This is not a good fit. But baby, when you look in the mirror, you can't negotiate like that with yourself. You got to take it all in. You got to take responsibility for your stuff.
Right.
You got to look at your stuff, and then you got to work with great people like Cheryl Hall over there to get through it on the other side. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you, Cheryl, and if there's any current offerings.
Well, they can go on powerfulhealingnow.com and they can see all the information that they want about what I offer. And I've got a few free consultations, or, you know, is this the next step you need to clear patterns of not healing physically, emotionally, spiritually? There's some next week. You can go on, book a session, and it'll tell you the free session. Also, if they decide to do the package 4 sessions, I'm doing it at a discount for $400.
Oh, wow.
And you can do it virtually. It's just as powerful as in person. Is in person good? Yeah, because you can feel the vibrations on the table, but it still works the same and is as powerful doing it virtually because the frequencies and everything that I do works. Through, because you can do a lot of this stuff remotely on the phone. You can do it. You send a power of intention. You don't even have to be on a phone or a computer. Now the sound stuff, you need that. But so, and on that website, they will find under services, self-help techniques. There's short videos on some different techniques that they can use for themselves and check it out. There's no cost for that either.
Well, you know what? There is a cost if you want to be a boss. thank you so much, Cheryl Hall, for being here with us and really kind of helping us embrace ourselves, love ourselves, and work with ourselves. We are a work in progress. I tell people all the time, there's only 2 things that we're here for on this planet. And one is to teach and one is to learn.
Yep.
You know? So thank you so much for being with us here, and we learned a lot from you. Brains, I need you to go right on to this location, right here. You know the address. Tell all your friends, your family, you know, all your kinfolk that we are doing it here on The Edge. We want you to love, like, and share. We want you to love, like, and share on a regular basis. Okay. Thank you so much, Cheryl Hall. I look forward to talking to you and being with you again in the future.
Okay. Thank you. You have a good one.
You too.
Okay. Go ahead.